It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you again today here on WCDO as we wrap up Rivalry Week. Folks, this is the one we've been waiting for all week long as it's the BG Lady Bobcats hosting the Sydney Lady Warriors. Two teams that are fighting it out in the top four of the MAC standings. Set to be an awesome game here this afternoon, so thanks for joining us. It's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Gork and the crew are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And some extra sponsors that we have here for Rivalry Week, we want to say thank you to them for helping to make this all possible, including Community Bank NA, RC Sales and Service, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, Rosa's Restaurant and Pizzeria in downtown Bainbridge, Tri-Town Taxi, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, and the Overhead Door Company. So all our special sponsors here tonight really doing a great job to help make this possible between two teams, again, as I said, that are in the top four of the MAC girls standing. Sydney is currently in second. BG is in fourth. A lot can change depending on who wins this game tonight. Another factor that will determine who's going to be playing where in the semifinals is that on Tuesday night, the Delhi girls, who are currently sitting in second place, are taking on number one Green. So by Tuesday night, between this game and that game, we should really know what the top four looks like and where the MAC semifinals will be played. Of course, the top two seeds will get to host. One plays four, two plays three, and that will be decided by Tuesday night, and those games will be next Friday. Then we'll have to decide where we want to go and which game we'll bring you. Of course, we'll have all the coverage of the boys and the girls in the MAC along the way because a lot of our local teams are doing a really nice job this year in being in the top four of the MAC. Of course, we were here last night, I should say, and the Sydney boys defeating BG. And earlier in this week, we were watching the Unitego girls take on the Sydney girls and the Unitego boys take on the Sydney boys. So rivalry week, we've said it all week long. You can kind of throw out the records. It's a ton of fun, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more here on our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Don't turn that dial, folks. BG and Sydney, girls MAC action this afternoon on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Your friends from Community Bank NA are happy to be a part of this week's high school basketball rivalries on WCDO. Everyone at Community Bank NA hopes you enjoy the coverage and wish the boys and girls good luck. Don't miss exciting high school basketball this week. A reminder from Community Bank NA, where Bank Happy means they are committed to providing you with the highest level of customer service in everything they do. For personal or business, you'll always have a pleasant banking experience. So Bank Happy at Community Bank NA, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live this afternoon here, live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School, as we get set for girls MAC action between BG and visiting Sydney. If you look at the MAC standings coming into this afternoon's game, Sydney is in the 2 spot, BG is in the 4, so a lot can change based on this game. And as we said earlier, there's a game on Tuesday over in Green when the Lady Trojans are hosting Delhi. Those are the other two teams in the top 4, and so the kind of the standings will have a possibility of getting shook up before we will get to the MAC semifinals, which will be next Friday. So a lot of exciting basketball. And let me tell you, folks, this gym is absolutely packed right now. I say that a lot because a lot of games we do go to are packed, but this is packed. I mean, we have people just all around our broadcast position here, and there is not a seat to be had in the house. I have only seen this gym this packed one other time, That was last year when BG was hosting Newfield in girls sectionals. Now, I know over the years BG has had some very, very good teams. You go back to the Courtney Mattingly era, and I'm sure that this gym was certainly that packed back then. But, you know, for me personally, I haven't seen it that packed that many times, and here today, again, no seats to be found. So if you're stuck on the outside looking in, you can always join us here on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So here we go, folks. Sydney and BG. We'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll come back. We'll get you all set here for this one between Sydney and BG. It seems like all week long, everybody has been waiting for this game. It was like you had to get through the other games to get to this one. It's like this one has been circled on the calendar, and here we are, just a couple of minutes away from tip-off. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Dell High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we are about to get underway here between Sydney and Bainbridge-Guilford in girls action this afternoon. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here on CDO. Let's do our starting lineups first here for the Sydney varsity basketball team for the girls and head coach Brad Aldrich. A junior, number one, Mackenzie Gravelin. A senior, number 10, Jenna McDonald. A junior, number 11, Taylor Barnes. A junior, number 15, Ariana Bernard. And a senior, number 25, Jolene Crum. If you can hear in the background, folks, this place is rocking and ready to go as they announce the starting lineups here for their hometown BG Lady Bobcats. For head coach Bob Conway, a freshman, wearing number 11, Abby Selfridge. A sophomore, number 13, Jillian Canestra. A junior, number 22, Rebecca Reyes. A freshman, number 23, Corey Thornton, and a sophomore, number 25, Megan Pommetier. That's right, folks. There are no seniors on this team for head coach Bob Conway. The BG JV team looks great, so the future is very, very bright here for Bainbridge-Guilford. I mean, you look at Selfridge, you look at Pommetier, a freshman and a sophomore, maybe your two best players. Reyes, only a junior. This is a team that's built to last, and he just puts in the hard work in the summer with his girls, and they seem to be here year after year. So here we go. Sydney will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. They are in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG is in the home whites with the navy blue trim. Says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. And they will go right to left. Ariana Bernard, the outstanding track and field jumper, will jump it up here for Sydney. She can jump out of the gym, folks, and BG's going to have to find a way to keep her off the glass. It'll be Abby Selfridge jumping up for BG, and here we go. Jump ball, and Bernard just gets a fingertip on it to win it back here to Mackenzie Gravelin. We're underway. Both student sections on their feet and standing here to start off this contest. To the right side for Jolene Crom, man-to-man here for Bainbridge Guilford. Bernard back for Crom. She's wide open but does not want to take the three. Instead, steps in for a two off the back iron. Rebound for BG. The fans are pretty excited to get this one started here tonight. 7.5 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. First offensive possession of the afternoon for BG. To the right side for Selfridge. Selfridge back for Canestra. She's outside the three-point line. Back for Reyes. Deep three off the back rim. No good. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Reyes diving out of bounds for that one. Couldn't get there in time, but they'll actually say it went off of Gravelin's shoe for Sydney, so it stays with BG. We're scoreless. 7:15 to go in the first quarter, and BG gets the ball in. Here is Selfridge setting up the offense, and Sydney is in the man-to-man. So both teams coming out in the old-school man-to-man, kind of daring each other to go after it. BG goes down low to Palmatier. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Sydney, but Selfridge will steal it right back. Goes up, and she's fouled. Abby Selfridge just pickpocketing Taylor Barnes on that far side and went up for the layup and was fouled by Bernard. So we're 1 minute into the game. We're scoreless, but Abby Selfridge, the freshman here for BG, looking to change that. Of course, played varsity as an eighth grader last year, and by the time they made it to the sectional finals down in the arena in Binghamton, she was starting. Selfridge, first shot, no good off the front iron. So still scoreless here between the Lady Bobcats and the Lady Warriors as Selfridge steps to the line for her second shot. Coming up as we're exactly 1 minute into the contest here, and there is no place to sit here in the BG gym this afternoon. Second one for Selfridge is short as well, but chasing after it, gets her own rebound. Great job by Selfridge. Back for Palmatier, left side wide open. Rebecca Reyes for a three, count it! And that's the way you want to start a game for BG. Rebecca Reyes with the trifecta. 3-0 lead for BG. Sydney going left to right brings it down the floor here with Jolene Crom. And let's see, a double dribble on Crom. Ball going right back to the Lady Bobcats. Head coach Bob Conway on his feet barking out the instructions to his crew. 6:40 to go, first quarter. BG a 3-0 lead over Sydney. Girls MAC action this afternoon live from BG. Here's Reyes, left side, feeds the low post, and Palmatier to her left, goes up, no good, rebound out of bounds, and will stay with BG. Talked to Bob Conway earlier this year, he said he worked all summer long with Palmatier so she could go to her right or to her left, and in the games we've seen this year, she really likes to go left. It does not bother her anymore to go to her offhand. BG gets the ball in to Selfridge, up and in. Selfridge, just a nice backdoor cut on the inbounds pass, gets it to go. It's 5-0 here, BG over Sydney. With 6:15 to go in the first quarter, and now a steal for the Lady Bobcats. That was Palmatier getting her hands in the way of a Sydney pass, and back down the right wing comes Canestra. Canestra to the right side. Gets it back off here for Palmatier. Palmatier for Selfridge, right side again. BG going right to left to start off in this first quarter. 10 on the shot clock. Back up for Thornton for Palmatier. Palmatier pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint, backdoor pass, and a foul. As that was Thornton trying to go up for the layup, and she was nailed by Crom. She'll go to the line. Great start here on offense and defense for BG. They lead 5-0 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. And here is just another freshman, 5'7", Corey Thornton, to the line. Thornton, first shot is up and good for Corey Thornton, and a 6-0 lead now for BG over Sydney. As I said, folks, this is the one everyone's been waiting for all week. And BG off to a great start here. Second shot good for Thornton. And she's got early 2 points. And BG jumps out to a 7-0 lead with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. McDonald down low for Bernard. She's in the paint, right block, layup no good. Selfridge hustling for the rebound and pops it over for Canestra. And she's fouled. So this is going to be the third team foul on Sydney in just the first 2.5 minutes of the contest. And with the new girls' rules, you get five every quarter before you start to shoot, and then they reset it. And Sydney has already picked up three. That one on Taylor Barnes, her first. Selfridge walked it down the floor, going right to left, top of the three-point arc, to the right side for Canestra. Closely guarded here by Mackenzie Gravelin. Now for Palmatier at the foul line. Right side for Reyes. Deep three. That one is good. Downtown for Rebecca Reyes. She's got 2 3-pointers, and VG opens a 10-0 lead. McDonald down the right side. Did she step on the line? Yes, she did. The ball goes back to VG, and folks, this place is ready to erupt. 5:13 to go in the first quarter. You always talk about just weathering the storm when you're on the road, and Sydney going to try to do that by taking a timeout. 5:13 to go, first quarter. BG leads Sydney 10-0 in girls MAC action. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter after the timeout. BG with the ball and a 10-0 lead as they get it in for Abby Selfridge. Sydney, after the timeout, trying to go with some full court pressure, and they'll turn over BG right here. A steal by Crom, and Crom is fouled by Rebecca Reyes as she tried to pickpocket her right back. Reyes looking around like, no, not me. But the foul there on Rebecca Reyes. That's the first one on BG, and there's four on Sydney so far. Here is Crom to the left side trying to get Sydney their first bucket of the quarter and just settle into some sort of rhythm. McDonald back for Taylor Barnes. Pull-up jumper is no good. An air ball is rebounded by Rebecca Reyes. Ball tipped out of bounds, but will stay with BG. So 4:28 to go, first quarter. A 10-0 lead here for the Lady Bobcats at home against visiting Sydney. And BG will get the ball in with Selfridge and ahead now for Jillian Canestra. Canestra to the right side, zips one across here for Reyes, and Reyes will travel as she tried to jump before that first step. So 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Sydney has gotten a couple of turnovers here from BG, and let's see if they can get on the board here as they trail 10-0 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO. Here is Crom, stops in the paint, pops and gets it to go. Jolene Crom gets the Lady Warriors on the board as she just took it home herself, and it's 10-2. And BG will bring the ball up the floor here with Selfridge. Selfridge, just the freshman, finds the sophomore, Megan Palmatier, at the top of the arc. Palmatier looking for options, right side here for Canestra. Deep three, off the back rim, no good. Corey Thornton searching for the rebound, gets it back to Canestra. Canestra setting up the offense here as they got a fresh 30 up on the shot clock. Back for Thornton. Thornton for Palmatier on the right wing side as BG goes right to left. Palmatier, nice little pump fake all the way to the rim. She's fouled and she'll go to the line. Basket is no good. Palmatier with a very quick first step getting to the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled. With 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter, it is BG with a 10-2 lead over visiting Sydney. That's the fifth team foul here on Sydney, so the rest of the way, BG will be shooting in the first quarter. First one is up and good for Palmatier, her first point of the afternoon, and Sydney will go to the bench, and this is the luxury they have. BG only has 8 players total. Sydney just subs in 4 new ones right there, as Connor Decker comes in, as well as Tegan Howard, Carolee Pierce, and in the backcourt, they will have Kaylin Gravel. Palmatier, second shot is good. Palmatier puts it home. 12-2 is the score with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. BG on top of Sydney. And four of the 5 new players here for the Lady Warriors. We'll try to get things going. And here is Connor Decker back for Gravel. For Crom, right side three. That's short. Rebound, though, for Tegan Howard. Rips it down, goes up. She can't get it to go. Here's Pierce up and in. Kara Lee Pierce, her first bucket of the afternoon, fresh off the bench. And it's 12-4. Sydney trailing by 8 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Selfridge finds Canestra, closely guarded in the man-to-man by Connor Decker. Sydney with the size advantage on the floor at the moment. Finding Corey Thornton for Selfridge on the left side in front of the Sydney bench. Selfridge for Reyes. Deep straightaway. Three. Got it. Rebecca Reyes. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel, folks. She's got 3 three-pointers, and it's 15-4. 2:35 to go first quarter, and Sydney will throw it away. Rebecca Reyes. You know, we've seen her sometimes this year come out super hot. Other nights, she's been ice cold. Tonight is one of those nights where she is hitting from long distance, and it's 15-4 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And BG will bring the ball up the floor, going right to left as they cross the Bobcat logo at midcourt, finding Palmateer. She thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. 15 on the shot clock. She passes off for Selfridge, and we're going to have a whistle, something away from the ball here. This will be a foul against Bainbridge-Guilford. That's going to be on Corey Thornton. Got tied up down low with Tegan Howard, and they'll call that one on Thornton. So 2:20 to go, first quarter, 15-4 is the score. Sydney trailing here on the road against BG, and two teams that are in the top four of the MAC standings at the moment. Sydney in the two spot, BG in the four. Here's Howard for Connor Decker, feeds down low, left low block for Karen Lee Pierce, up and in. And the 6'2" post player, Karen Lee Pierce, with 4 straight points here for the Lady Warriors. With 2 minutes to go, first quarter, it's BG 15 and Sydney 6. Lady Bobcats with the ball. They find Selfridge right side, closely guarded by Tegan Howard. Pump take for Selfridge, up off the back of the iron, no good, and a rebound for Sydney. Gravel ahead for Crom, and the Lady Warriors rush it down the floor to the left side. Crom stops at the top of the key. BG is also in the man-to-man. They'll set it up. They go left side for Decker. Decker with her own little pump fake. Passes out for Pierce outside the three-point line. We'll give it back to Gravel to set up the offense. 10 ticks left on the shot clock. Gravel into the paint. Back off for Pierce. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound right back for Pierce, but she's stripped by Palmateer, and BG comes away with the ball. Ahead for Selfridge with a minute 15 to go. First quarter. BG ahead of Sydney, 15-6. Into the corner for Canestra. Back for Reyes. Wide open three again. Got it. Buried it. Reyes with 12 on 4 three-pointers. BG leads 18-6 with a minute left in this first frame. And they continue to leave Rebecca Reyes open past the three-point line, and she is making them pay. Here is Crom to the left side. Skips across the top of the defense. Back for Kaylin Gravel. Bang! Downtown for Gravel, and she hits the trifecta. It's 18-9 with 45 seconds to go, first quarter. BG brings it up the floor here with Canestra. Slowly eating some time off the clock here for BG. They've had a great first quarter for Palmateer. A long two, left side, it's short. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling, and Sydney will come away with Gravel with 30 seconds left. They trail 18-9. Back for Crom. Step in three from deep, and that one's no good. Off the side of the rim on the left side, but a rebound for the Warriors. Gravel back for Tegan Howard. Up, and she's fouled. With 16.6 to go, Tegan Howard will go to the charity stripe here for Sydney. The score, BG 18 and Sydney 9. Despite the hot shooting here from BG in this first quarter, Sydney trying to keep it in single digits. First one is up and good here for Tegan Howard. It would have been very easy for Sydney to fold after they got down 10-0 and then 12-2, but they have battled back here and they trail by 8. Tegan Howard looking to make it 7 here from the line. Second shot is no good. Boy, it looked like she was going to get the shooter's roll, but no luck. Down to 10 seconds left. BG with the ball and an 18-10 lead. Selfridge loses the handle, and here comes Crom. Looks up at the clock. She's got 5 seconds left and lost it. And here's Reyes down the floor trying to beat the clock for the layup. Reyes is in and can't make the layup. Good hustle back from Sydney's Connor Decker, and I think that distracted Reyes enough she couldn't put it in. End of the first quarter, BG leads Sydney 18-10 on the strength of 4 three-pointers from Rebecca Reyes. She has 12 points. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. I'm Nate Lull with you today on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. The BG girls with an 18-10 lead over Sydney as we start the second frame. And here is Canestra down low for Palmateer to her left. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound for Sydney and Tegan Howard. Rebecca Reyes with a team and game-high 12 points for BG so far on 4 3-pointers. That's a little recap for you. Again, BG leading Sydney 18-10. Sydney with the ball, Crom left side. That one's up, no good. Rebound for Carolee Pierce as Sydney goes left to right. Back out for Connor Decker as they have a fresh 30 and they'll set it up. They try to go back down low to Pierce. Palmateer tipped it away. Pierce was on the line when she tried to save it, so possession goes back to BG. Sydney's in the maroon uniforms with the white trim here on the road today. BG's in the home whites with the navy blue trim. BG with the ball now going right to left. Right side for Selfridge. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Both teams in the man-to-man. Left side for Reyes, and that three-pointer is no good. The ball rolls out of bounds, and this time we'll go back to Sydney. Reyes may be a little trigger-happy there after hitting 4 3-pointers in the first quarter. Might have forced that one a little bit. Don't worry, you'll have many other chances, I'm sure, down there. If you're Rebecca Reyes, here is Crom to the left side, finds Connor Decker as they work it around here against this man-to-man. Back for Decker, top of the key, left side for Crom. Reyes is draped all over her, and now a steal. Reyes tipped it, and then Corey Thornton cleaned up the rest of the way. Ahead for Selfridge, right into the paint, a kick out here for Palmateer, left side. Palmateer only with 2 points so far, but the rest of the crew has really picked up BG. Now the ball is rocked out of bounds here by Crom, out of the hands of Corey Thornton, but it'll stay with Bainbridge-Guilford. 6.5 to go, second quarter. It's BG 18 and Sydney 10 here on CDO this afternoon. Reyes looking to get it in here in the front court for BG, and they will, for Corey Thornton. Also just a freshman, such a young team out here for BG. Here is Selfridge to the right side, down to 5 on the shot clock. Selfridge is aware, pulls up for a long 2, can't get it to go. Rebound for Pierce. She brought it down. Now the ball loose on the floor. BG comes away, and Selfridge is fouled as she goes up for the shot. 6:10 to go in the second quarter, and Selfridge will go to the line. Selfridge missed the first one. Sydney got the rebound, but Carolee Pierce couldn't hold on to it. Tried to bring it down low. And when you bring it down low, all those pesky guards are there to knock it away. Selfridge got it back, went up, and was fouled. First foul shot for Selfridge is good. So Selfridge now with 3 points. So if you're BG, you have Reyes with 12, Selfridge with 3, Thornton with 2, and Palmateer with 2. On the other side, it's Carolee Pierce with 4, Gravel with 3, Crom with 2, and Howard with 1 for Sydney. Reyes is going to take a much-deserved break here. Checking into the contest will be Abby Miller for BG. Second foul shot coming for BG's Abby Selfridge. Off the back rim, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling, and somehow Selfridge, what a scrapper, comes out of there with it. Would not be denied of that ball. And BG leads 19-10 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Here's Palmateer, 20 on the shot clock. To the right side as BG goes right to left. Palmateer, jumper is good. Little drive, and when she got to about 8 feet, threw up a little Dr. J hook and got it to go. It's 21-10 with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Crom works it into the paint here for Bernard. Back for Taylor Barnes as Sidney goes left to right. They have it on the right wing with Jenna McDonald. Starters are back in for Sidney. McDonald, her first bucket of the night as she pulls up from 5 feet in the paint and buries it. It's 21-12 with 5:20 to go, second quarter. BG on top. Sidney bringing some pressure here, and BG having trouble getting it across the half-court line. They finally do. Ahead there for Canestra, but it was too far in front, and she couldn't track it down, and Reyes is going to check back in. And they need a ball handler like Reyes to bring it up the floor, so Abby Miller is going to come right back out of the contest here. She did a great job, but I think Bob Conway, knowing that if Sidney's going to put on that press, he needs Reyes, one of his better ball handlers, in the contest. 5:05 to go, second quarter. 21-12 is the score. Here is Mackenzie Gravelin to the right side. Gravelin picks up her dribble, back for Crom for three, and that one's off the mark, and Jolene Crom has come out cold here this afternoon. Taylor Barnes a rebound, but it's a jump ball, and possession will stay with Sidney. Good hustle there by Barnes to bring it down, but then just got tied up by two BG players, and she had no other choice than to hang on. 4:55 to go, second quarter. And Sidney will get it in for Mackenzie Gravelin for three, and that's short. And off the mark, and a rebound for Reyes, and she gets it into the safe hands here of Jillian Canestra, who walks it up the floor. Canestra left side for Selfridge. Selfridge again into the paint, stops, leaves it off for Pommettier, back to the basket, left block, goes around, up and in, but she traveled. And Bob Conway is not pleased with that call. Oh, and he's halfway out onto the court to argue that one. He's not going to get any reversal, though. And 4:35 to go in the second quarter, the ball back to Sidney. 21-12 is the score. BG on top of Sidney here in the early going. Bernard down at the right low block, up off the glass, can't get it to go. Sidney missing those ones in close. A rebound here for Taylor Barnes, and she's fouled, and we'll go to the line. Of course, they reset the fouls on the scoreboard after the first quarter, so this will be the first team foul on BG in the second quarter. There's also one on Sidney. 4:22 to go, second quarter. 21-12 is the score. And here is Taylor Barnes at the line for Sidney. First one for Barnes is off the mark, no good. If you're looking for high-quality sports photos, you should visit Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook today. Hundreds of thousands of photos from area high school sports, mostly soccer and basketball. Also does SUNY Delhi Sports, General Clinton Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaws as well. That's Brian the Photo Guy. Find him on Facebook today. And the second shot is up and good there for Taylor Barnes. So she gets her first point. It's 21-13. And now BG will turn it over as they try to inbound the ball going back the other way. Bob Conway not pleased. He'll take a timeout. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. It's Sidney 21. BG, excuse me, the other way around here, folks. Don't listen to me. 21-13. BG on top of Sidney. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Today's Rivalry Week game between Sidney and BG is supported by these special sponsors.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Tri-Town Taxi, Rose's Restaurant and Pizza, Community Bank NA, The Overhead Door Company, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, RC Sales and Service, and Bob's Diner.
Thanks to all of our WCDO sponsors for making it possible to bring listeners these special basketball games.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Let's see if I can get the score right this time. It's BG 21, Sidney 13. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull today here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. 21-13. BG on top of Sidney, and a steal now for Bainbridge-Guilford as they go right to left. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Selfridge off for Reyes, and she missed the left-handed layup. Rebound loose on the floor out of bounds, and we'll go to Sidney as it rolled over the line. Great 2-on-1, good court vision there by Selfridge to pass over to a wide-open Rebecca Reyes. She couldn't put it home. Apparently, she can only hit three-pointers today. She's got four of those so far for 12 points to lead the way. Sidney just over the timeline here with Jolene Crom at half court across the big BG logo. Down into the high post area for Jenna McDonald. For Taylor Barnes, she gets tied up. Good defense by Corey Thornton. And this time, the arrow will give it back here to BG. And boy, both student sections are into it here this afternoon at BG, folks. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Still a 21-13 lead here for the Lady Bobcats. And here is Selfridge ahead for Reyes as she tried to go up over top of Jolene Crom. And Crom said no, no. Back the other way. Crom with the ball up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Ari Bernard, and she's fouled. Sidney not finishing some of these shots in close. That's going to come back to bite them if they don't start hitting some soon. 3:27 to go, second quarter. 21-13 the score. Here's Ari Bernard to the line looking for her first points of the afternoon. Bernard has been doing a great job on the glass, as she always does. But lately, she's been scoring in double figures pretty consistently for Sidney. None so far here tonight, and the first one is off the mark. Hit the front of the rim and then died. Second one coming here for Ari Bernard. Speaking of Brian, the photo guy, I see him right down here. He's on the baseline taking some photos here today of Ari Bernard at the line. Seems to be at every game I go to these days. Bernard's second shot is up and good, so she gets on the board, and it's 21-14 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. So Sidney kind of hanging right around that 7, 8, 9 mark, but they're going to have to get some stops here soon. They want to crawl back into this one, get a little closer. BG with the ball going right to left. Molly O'Hara is in the game now for BG. Palmatier to the left side for Canestra. Dribble drive into the paint. Great bounce pass off for Selfridge. Up and good. Selfridge with five, and that one was because Canestra weaved her way through the defense, and then a great bounce pass down low, and she was wide open to finish. 23-14, BG on top of Sidney. 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Crom at the top of the key. Crom to the right side for Taylor Barnes. Barnes a bounce pass back for Mackenzie Gravelin, and here for Barnes. Down low for McDonald. Great little spin move up and in. Jenna McDonald with 4 points, and she had her back to the basket. A little 180 spin got her free. It's BG leading Sidney 23-16 with 2.5 to go before halftime. Left side here for Corey Thornton and back for Selfridge. Selfridge all alone at the top of the key, but she didn't pull it. Instead goes for Molly O'Hara on the right side. Now back off for Selfridge with 10 on the shot clock. Selfridge going to try to take it herself, and did she foul? No, they'll say she traveled. Took one too many steps on that drive through the paint before she tried to go up for the layup, and the turnover will give it back to Sidney. So the score, 23-16, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Sidney here in a key girls MAC matchup this afternoon. Sidney going left to right. They'll get it down low to Bernard. Kicks it back out for Crom. Straightaway three. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound for Taylor Barnes. Up and in. Taylor Barnes now with 3 points. And Sidney's got it down to 23-18. With 1:50 to go in the second quarter. BG brings it up the floor. Here's Canestra back for Selfridge. Selfridge down low for Palmatier at the left low block. To the left. Up and good. There's Palmatier. You don't know if she's going right. You don't know if she's going left. That time she went left. She's got 6 points. It's 25-18. BG on top. Here's Crom to the right side. Some nifty dribbling between the legs. Back over for Mackenzie Gravelin for three. No good. Rebound. Wide open. Nobody there to contest it. And BG rips it away. Corey Thornton dribbles down the floor to the left side. A chest pass over for Selfridge. Selfridge holding on to the ball. Setting up the offense here. Barking out some signals. Selfridge skips across the top of the defense. Back for Canestra. Give and go right back to Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock. 1 minute to go before our halftime break. Here's Canestra. 5 on the shot clock. Straightaway 3 for Corey Thornton. Got it from downtown. Corey Thornton's got 5 points. And BG jumps right back up to a 10-point lead. 28-18 after Sidney just had it down to 5. 45 seconds to go. Second quarter. Here's Jolene Crom. Canestra's right in her face. They get it to the high post for McDonald. Right back out. Good ball movement here by the Lady Warriors, but now intercepted. One too many passes, and Canestra made them pay. Canestra for BG to the left side, finding Molly O'Hara. They'll set up the offense. About a 5-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. BG with the ball. Here's Palmatier. Back for Selfridge. 15 on the shot clock and 20 on the game clock. Selfridge stops, picks up her dribble, looks over to Bob Conway for some instructions. Now down to 5 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Selfridge is. Gets into the paint, back out for Corey Thornton, throws up a 3, got it! Corey Thornton dials long distance, and that one was in desperation. She got it to go, and that's going to end the first half. BG leads 31-18, and this gym is ready to rock here, folks. Boy, a 3 very close to the buzzer. That's got to be deflating for Sidney, as they do not look pleased as they leave the floor. Our halftime score, BG 31, Sidney 18. The Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, And then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Arabido. Energy for every part of life.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our halftime score here live from Bainbridge Guilford Central School. The BG Lady Bobcats leading 31-18 over the visiting Sydney Lady Warriors. Welcome into the Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Mirabido, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary. First in the first half for Sydney and head coach Brad Aldrich, they are led by 4 points from Kara Lee Pierce and 4 points from Jenna McDonald, 3 from Kaylin Gravel, 3 from Taylor Barnes, 2 from Jolene Crom, 1 from Tegan Howard, and 1 from Ari Bernard. On the other side for BG, 12 points for Rebecca Reyes. Those were all in the first quarter on 4 3-pointers. 8 points from Corey Thornton, 6 from Megan Palmatier, 5 from Abby Selfridge. And it's just kind of interesting to watch this contest here today because BG, A, has no seniors. B, only has 8 players on the roster. Where on the other side, Sydney goes very, very deep. They're a kind of a senior-heavy team with McDonald, Connor Decker, Tegan Howard, Jolene Crom. Some of their leaders are all seniors. And they can sub 3, 4, maybe even 5 in at a time. So it's just kind of 2 different styles. Both work really, really well. And it's just interesting to watch out there because BG, a young team that's kind of had to learn as they go, but they learn because they're thrown into the fire because they only have 8 players. So all 8 players played in the first half. Everybody got in, and they're all willing to go out there and contribute. So that's really cool to watch for BG. Same thing for Sydney. Almost everybody gets in all the time. It's just that they'll sub 3, 4, or 5 in at a time. So it's just kind of really neat to see the 2 or 3 different units that head coach Brad Aldrich will put in. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about the MAC standings and everything that's going on over the next couple of days, which will determine where we will be and what game we'll bring you next week here on CDO for the MAC girls semifinals. Again, it's our Mirabido Energy Products Halftime Report. Call Mirabido today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. BG leads Sydney 31-18 at the break. I'll be right back. This is Nate Lull on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney is a proud supporter of Basketball Rivalry Week on WCDO. Susie and the staff cheer on the Sydney Boys and Girls Warrior basketball teams this weekend and wish them great success. Be sure to stop by Susie's for a homemade breakfast or lunch, as well as a mouth-watering selection of sweet treats. And for all your catering needs, make it Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. Always support Sydney Warrior Athletics.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report here on CDO with the BG Lady Bobcats leading 31-18 here over visiting Sydney. Now, coming into tonight's game, Sydney is in the 2 spot in the MAC. BG is in the 4th spot. So this game tonight is going to determine a lot for these standings, but almost after tonight's game, you kind of have to throw them out the window. Because on Tuesday, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs are going over to take on Green. Delhi is in the 3 spot, Green is in the 1. So if Delhi upsets somebody there, that could throw off the balance. If Green wins, they'll remain the number 1 seed. So what really matters is who's going to host. Of course, the 1 and the 2 are going to host. If Sydney falls here tonight, out of the 2, they might go down in the standings. They might not. All depends on tiebreakers. It's all really too confusing to figure out until we get through Tuesday night. Once Tuesday night is here, what you're going to want to do is go to WCDOsports.com. Why would you do that? That's going to have our game schedule of where we will be for the girls' contest on Friday the 5th. That's when the semifinals are going to be. Of course, there's going to be 2 games that night. We can't be at both games. But we'll try to pick the game that we think most of our listeners would want to hear about, be interested in. And, of course, we will have the MAC Girls Championship live from Hartwick this year on the 13th. It's not at Oneonta State. It's at Hartwick, and the 2 MAC games, the boys and the girls, as well as the 2 Tri-Valley games will be there all on the 13th. So mark your calendar for that if you really want to see some great basketball. So that's kind of the lowdown for the girls coming up. It's going to be very similar for the boys this upcoming week because Green and Delhi boys are kind of in the same position as the girls' side of things. They play on Wednesday next week, and that will really decide, again, what the boys are going to do as well in terms of the standings. But the boys' semifinals aren't until the following week on Tuesday the 9th, so there's still a little bit of time for that, as we'll have a whole extra week before we hit the semifinals for the MAC boys. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back here with the start of the 3rd quarter. Of course, it's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Call Mirabito today. They're delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, 31-18. BG on top of Sydney and girls. MAC action today here on WCDO.
Your friends from Community Bank NA are happy to be a part of this week's high school basketball rivalries on WCDO. Everyone at Community Bank NA hopes you enjoy the coverage and wish the boys and girls good luck. Don't miss exciting high school basketball this week. A reminder from Community Bank NA, where Bank Happy means they are committed to providing you with the highest level of customer service in everything they do. For personal or business, you'll always have a pleasant banking experience. So Bank Happy at Community Bank NA, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage, too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at SherinoInsurance.com. Sherino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting set for the start of the third quarter here between Sydney and Bainbridge-Guilford in girls' MAC action here this afternoon. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream here tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. You can also go to our game audio archive. You can go back anytime and listen to any game we've done, from soccer, basketball, football, baseball, softball. It's all right there on WCDOsports.com. All free, anytime for downloading at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. 31-18 is our score. As both teams come back out on the floor here, BG is in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim. They will go left to right to start this third quarter. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim. Says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. On the other side for BG says Bobcats in navy blue lettering. As we start the third quarter, BG 31 and Sydney 18. And here is Jolene Crom with the ball to the right side. Here is Crom setting it up as BG will remain in the man-to-man. Third quarter underway. Sydney has got to start to make some ground up. They want to get back in this game. Here is Crom. Crom passes off for Bernard to the right side. Down low for Taylor Barnes. Up no good. Rebound for Bernard. Her putback won't go. And a rebound for Canestra of BG. Selfridge was away and looking to run in transition. Reyes thought better of it and didn't pass off to her. That's a risky pass across the top of the defense. Kind of a home run looking ball. So here's BG looking for a strong possession to start this second half. Palmateer leaves one back off for Reyes, again, who has 12 points. That's a game high on 4 3-pointers. Back for Corey Thornton. Right side three, no good. Jenna McDonald, the rebound, and we'll have a foul. Let's see who this one is on. I believe it's going to be on Corey Thornton. Yes, it is, who was hustling in there trying to track down that rebound, but McDonald already had it. So 7:10 to go, third quarter. 31-18 is the score. The gym eerily quiet here as we start the third quarter. I'm sure that won't last long as both of these teams get back into it, especially the two student sections here for BG and for Sydney. They're both represented very strongly here today. Here is Taylor Barnes to the top of the key for Sydney as they go right to left. Right side, little give and go from McDonald back to Bernard. Goes up and it's blocked away by Palmateer. And then a travel is called on Selfridge. As she came over, she ripped the ball away and was trying to sprint out of there, and instead was whistled for the traveling violation. Corey Thornton comes out here for BG. Molly O'Hara checks back in with 6:47 to go in this third quarter. That's three fouls on Corey Thornton that she just got down on the other end as she fouled Jenna McDonald. Speaking of McDonald, right-handed layup here for Sydney as they get it in. No good, and a rebound for Abby Selfridge. Sydney is just missing some of the chippies down low, and that is hurt. Back the other way. Selfridge for Palmateer puts it in, and she's fouled. Palmateer now with 8 points. And count the buckets, she's going to go to the line. And the foul coming up here on Sydney will be on Ariana Bernard. And so looking for the old-fashioned three-point play is Megan Palmateer, and she got absolutely leveled and was still able to make the layup. Palmateer to the line, up and good. Makes them pay. Palmateer with 9. 34-18. BG on top of Sydney with 6.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Crown to the right side, a little behind-the-back dribble, leaving off for Taylor Barnes. Barnes to the top of the key for Gravelin. Back out for Taylor Barnes, left side, 15-footer, no good. McDonald hustles for the rebound, back out for Crom, three ball, got it. They'll say the foot was on the line, so a two-pointer for Crom. She's only got 4 points, needs to get it going here, and Sydney comes with the full-court pressure. And BG has struggled a little bit with this, but this time they'll get it ahead for Rebecca Reyes, sprinting down the right side, passes off for Palmateer, couldn't get it. Crom was there to intercept. 34-20, BG up by 14 here over Sydney. Crom to the right side, passes off for Taylor Barnes, right back to Crom with 5:50 to go, third quarter. Crom stops, gets into the paint for McDonald, up off the glass, and it's good with the kiss. There it is, Jenna McDonald with 6 points, and a timeout is taken here by BG head coach Bob Conway. 5:43 to go in the third quarter. It's BG leading Sydney 34-22. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Today's Rivalry Week game between Sydney and BG is supported by these special sponsors.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Tri-Town Taxi, Rose's Restaurant and Pizza, Community Bank NA,
the Overhead Door Company, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, RC Sales and Service, and Bob's Diner.
Thanks to all of our WCDO sponsors for making it possible to bring listeners these special basketball games.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:43 to go, third quarter, and out of the timeout, BG will have the ball, and they lead 34-22 in front of a packed house here tonight at Bainbridge-Guilford Central School. BG with the ball, and here is Selfridge going left to right, passing one ahead for Rebecca Reyes. Two on one if they can hurry, but good defense there by Mackenzie Gravelin for Sydney, hustling back and then punching that ball out of bounds to prevent the two on one from resulting in a bucket for BG. Reyes gets it in, finds Selfridge off the glass, too hard, ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sydney. Just a little bit too much spice on that little jumper there from Selfridge. Banged it off the glass. Too hard off the rim and then out of bounds. And again, possession going back to the Lady Warriors. 34-22. BG on top of Sydney with 5:20 to go, third quarter. Right side for Taylor Barnes. Barnes with a bounce pass to Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin outside the three-point line. Holding on to it here, looking for options. Back for Barnes. Barnes with 10 on the shot clock. Tries to loft one down low for Carolee Pierce. Pierce was not expecting the pass. It sails over her head and flies out of action. And so the ball goes back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 5:09 to go in the third. Selfridge gets it in, finds Molly O'Hara, who's providing some great minutes off the bench here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Ahead for Palmateer. Palmateer to the left side. And now we'll leave one off here for Rebecca Reyes. Reyes finding Selfridge outside the three-point line. He's got Carolee Pierce on her. Thought about taking her to the basket instead. Leaves it off here for Reyes. Reyes' long three-pointer is no good, and a rebound for Sydney. With 4:40 to go in this third quarter, it's 34-22. Sydney with the ball. Here is Crom to the top of the key. Crom to the left side now, finding Jenna McDonald into the paint. Up off the glass, no good, but she's fouled. This is what Jenna McDonald does best. She's able to get the ball at the high post and can quickly turn and get to the bucket. Fouled on that one. She has 6 points, but she's going to have to get into double figures quickly to help Sydney try to get back in this game. She could do that right here from the line, and it's good. McDonald now with 7. 4.5 to go, third quarter. It's 34-23. Another one coming here for Jenna McDonald. Just a heck of an all-around athlete. That one is off the back rim, no good. Let's see, it's going to be a foul against Taylor Barnes here, as they'll say she pushed off as she was trying to box out, and so the ball goes back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 4.5 to go, third quarter. It's 34-23. BG with the ball going left to right. Here is Selfridge walking it up the floor. A long home run pass ahead here for Palmateer. Back off for Jillian Canestra. Straight away, 3 off the back rim, and both teams have gone cold from three-point land here in this second half. And Sydney now will scoop up the loose change, and this could be huge if they can get a bucket. They trail 34-23. They're trying to chip away. Down low for Carolee Pierce. Up off the glass again. No good. It was short. And somehow, Selfridge comes down with a rebound again. She always seems to be in the right place at the right time. Here's Reyes back out for Canestra. Left side, long two. Noah, pump fake. Sold that one well. Palmateer to the bucket, up and in. And she's got 11. Totally faked the Sydney defense out of their sneakers. And had an easy layup. It's 36-23 with 3:40 to go, third quarter, and now a pass down low. This is going to be a foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, as again, wise move here by Sydney, trying to feed the post for Carolee Pierce. Pierce was in good position and was fouled by Molly O'Hara. That's 3 team fouls in the third quarter on BG and 2 on Sydney with 3:40 to go in the third. Inside for McDonald, splash. Left her wide open, and McDonald with 9 points now. Keeping this a ball game. It's BG 36, Sydney 25 with 3.5 to go, third quarter. Here is Selfridge. She'll travel. Picked up her dribble. Wasn't sure if she could take that extra step. As soon as she put the other foot down to pass, she was whistled for the travel. So again, Sydney gets the ball back here. They'll go to the bench as Tegan Howard will come in, as well as Kaylin Gravel. McDonald and Gravelin go to the bench. Interesting move to take McDonald out of the contest here at this moment. She scored a bunch in a row here for Sydney. And here is Gravel. Well-deserved rest, I guess you could say. Back out for Tegan Howard. She lost it. And the ball rolls out of bounds in front of the Sydney bench. And we'll go back to Bainbridge-Guilford. So 3:15 to go in this third quarter. BG will bring it up the floor here with Jillian Canestra. Finding Selfridge on the left side with 3:10 to go. Third quarter, it's 36-25. Here's Selfridge and BG with the ball. Canestra back for Selfridge, looking for a pass to the high post, but BG can afford to take some time off the clock here with the lead. Little give and go for Canestra. Bounce pass here for Reyes. Reyes trying to feed the low post with 5 on the shot clock, and BG is fouled there. That was Palmatier who got fouled, and let's see who they whistle it on for Sydney. That will be on Tegan Howard, her second. So now we're at 3 team fouls apiece for BG and for Sydney, with 2:52 to go in the third. Reyes gets it in, finds a wide open Selfridge at the foul line. She buries it. Selfridge has got 7. And BG ups that lead to 38-25 with 2:40 to go, third quarter. And here is Crom with the ball. Crom to the left side, holding on to it here for Sydney. Now leaving it back off for Carolee Pierce. Back for Crom. Crom into the paint, gets all the way to the bucket, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line. Don't mean to jinx anybody or anything, but a couple of weeks ago, Bainbridge-Guilford was at Green, and they were up by a similar score in the third quarter as they are right now. Green came back to win that game by 2. So you just never know these days. The top 4 of the MAC. First foul shot is off the mark for Sydney's Jolene Crom. And I say that because you never know when somebody can make a comeback. It can happen anywhere, anytime. Second one for Crom. Rims out. But they're going to need shots like that to go down if they do want to come back. Here's Selfridge to the right side for BG as they go left to right. Little runner is no good. Molly O'Hara scoops up the loose change here, and BG gets the ball back with 2:15 to go in the third quarter and a fresh shot clock as they lead 38-25. Canestra to the left side, picks up her dribble, finds Rebecca Reyes outside the three-point line still, finding Selfridge, high post for Molly O'Hara. O'Hara picks it up into the paint, off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound for Selfridge. Back out for Reyes. Reyes, a 15-footer right side, got it. And Reyes has got 14. 1:45 to go, third quarter, and a 15-point lead for BG, 40-25. Sydney brings the ball down the floor, going right to left. Left side here for Connor Decker. Into the paint for Kaylin Gravel. She goes up, can't get it. Gets her own rebound, chasing after it here, and a whistle. Minute and a half to go in the third, and Gravel got tied up there with Selfridge. And that will be a foul on Gravel. Just a little too much energy on that one there for Gravel. She was trying to go for the right thing there and get the ball, but was a little too aggressive about it. And tried to rip it out of Selfridge's hands, and they weren't going to let that happen. So now both teams with 4 fouls here in this third quarter. BG back the other way. A 12-footer here for Molly O'Hara is no good. And Crom with the rebound, sprinting down the floor on the right side. Crom wants that 3, stops and hits it. Jolene Crom now with 7 points. And that pulls Sydney back to within 12. It's 40-28 with 1 minute to go in this third quarter. Reyes with the ball to the right side. Now for Selfridge. Gets it to the high post here for Molly O'Hara. Back out here for Reyes. They continue to work it around. 10 on the shot clock, right side. They go down low for Palmatier. Left little hook shot off the mark. No good. Crom another rebound with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Crom up the floor, closely guarded here by Canestra. Now for Connor Decker to the foul line. Bounce pass, tries to go back door. Intercepted by Molly O'Hara with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the Lady Bobcats come away with the ball. Here's Bainbridge-Guilford up the floor. They can play for the last shot if they want. Game clock and shot clock are almost identical. Left side here for Reyes to the high post for Selfridge. Selfridge, a little pump fake. Right side is fouled and will go to the line. Kind of just an accidental foul there. Crom with 2 hands up in the air. Selfridge kind of ran into her and then tipped over. Either way, this is going to send Selfridge to the line here with the 5th foul. So Abby Selfridge, just the freshman, will get to shoot 2. And again, this is a young team here for BG. I know we keep bringing it up, but just amazing to think there's no seniors on this team, and some of your leaders are a sophomore and a freshman. Pretty unbelievable. 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and here's the freshman, Abby Selfridge, to the line. First one is good, and Selfridge has 8. And if you're thinking, well, that's nice that that family has one good basketball player, they got another one, Erica Selfridge, a 7th grader on the JV. You hate to think about in a few years, if you're a MAC rival, the 2 Selfridge sisters on the same team together. Second one for Abby Selfridge is up and good. She's got 9. There's a lot of young talent coming up the pipeline for BG, that's for sure. 42-28. 10 seconds to go in this third quarter. Sidney trailing, and they'll have one last shot in this third quarter. Here is Tegan Howard trying to get a shot off at the buzzer. Can't do it. 42-28 with three quarters in the books. BG on top of Sidney, and they're in control at the moment with 8 minutes to go. Again, BG, the girls leading Sidney 42-28 with three quarters in the books. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sidney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sidney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sidney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sidney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A packed house here this afternoon at BG. Not a seat to be had as we start the fourth quarter and the Lady Bobcats with a 42-28 lead here over visiting Sidney. Two longtime rivals. Thanks for joining us here on Rivalry Week. It's our last game of Rivalry Week as next week the playoffs will start. And here is BG with the ball going left to right. Left side for Canestra. Now finding Corey Thornton, the five starters back in for BG. Here's Selfridge, left side. She's fouled there by Carolee Pierce. Selfridge will go to the line. Selfridge, always with a smile on her face, will head to the charity stripe here. That one will be on Carolee Pierce, her first. And BG in control of this contest so far, leading 42-28. Sidney has made some nice runs. They got it as low as 5. But have not been able to get any closer than that as Selfridge now with 10 as she makes the first foul shot. Remember, folks, RC Sales and Service is a proud sponsor here of Rivalry Week. 24-hour towing with quality auto repairs. If you need a tow, you know where to go. Call Ralphie, Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla, 563-9299. Second one is good for Selfridge. She puts it home. She's got 11. It's 44-28 with 7.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Sidney is going to have to find the bottom of the bucket and find it quickly. They find Connor Decker. They go down low. Great pass from Decker here to Carolee Pierce. Up and in. I mean, a fantastic pass from Decker to Pierce. And Pierce finishes easily. Just lofted it up in there. Had to be perfect. And, well, you know, Connor Decker is good at pitching and softball. Very similar look there, and she got it to go. Here's Megan Palmatier with a 10-footer. That one's off the mark, and Decker is right there to sweep it up on the rebound for Sidney. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. And to the right side here for Carolee Pierce. Turnaround, jumper, no good. Rebound for Canestra of BG, and the Lady Bobcats are off and leaping down the court. Here is Reyes, left side. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger instead. We'll pass one back over to Palmatier, and the clock is on the side of the Lady Bobcats, and they look like they're going to try to chew as much as they can on each possession. Here is Palmatier with 10 on the shot clock. Palmatier waiting, has options, gets it back for Corey Thornton. Now for Reyes, a deep three, and that one's off the front rim. Was forced to throw it up with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, and it was a little too deep and wouldn't go. And here is Sidney with Crom to the right side here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Back for Decker. Decker again tries that pass down low for Carolee Pierce. This time it was too tall and went sailing out of bounds. 6:09 to go in the fourth quarter. And a timeout is taken here by BG. The score, BG 44, Sidney 30, here in Girls MAC action. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Basketball Rivalry Week wraps up with Sidney visiting BG in a hardwood showdown. And what does that mean for all of you parents? Dirty uniforms. Take them to Bainbridge Coin Laundry, the cleanest, most efficient laundromat in the area. featuring washers and dryers for those really big loads. Bainbridge Coin Laundry cheers on the BG Bobcats boys and girls basketball teams. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year. Located at 29 West Main Street next to the railroad tracks in downtown Bainbridge. And brand new washers are coming in February, too. Owners Lee and Bev Pearsall say good luck, BG Bobcats, from Bainbridge Coin Laundry.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, the BG Lady Bobcats with the ball and a 44-30 lead here in the fourth quarter with just under 6 minutes to go. And to the right side here for Palmateer. Now for Abby Selfridge, steps in, jumper, no good, rebound for Crom. Sydney trailing by 14. They need a couple of buckets. Crom ahead now for Jenna McDonald. Down low for Ari Bernard. Up off the glass. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Sydney. And now, a rebound for BG. Ahead here for Selfridge. Now for Palmateer. Palmateer back out for Canestra. Here for Corey Thornton. Instead of taking some wide open threes, they choose some clock. And now Reyes will fire up a three. No good. Rebound here for Sydney. And Mackenzie Gravelin avoids a double team and shoots one over to Jolene Crom, who sprints down the floor. Crom to the right side, down low for McDonald. She's fouled and can't get the shooter's touch to go down. She'll go to the line. Jenna McDonald with a team high 9 points. Crom has 7. Carolee Pierce with 6 to lead the way here for the Lady Warriors. And here is McDonald to the line. First shot coming for the senior wearing number 10 is up and good. So Jenna McDonald with 10 points, and it's 44-31, Sydney trailing, with 5:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming here for McDonald is good. So Jenna McDonald with 11 points, and it's 45-31, BG on top of Sydney here with 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And here is Selfridge, finds Rebecca Reyes to the right side. Again, BG is in the home whites, navy blue trim. Sydney is in the maroon with the white trim. With 4:55 to go, here is Selfridge finding Palmateer. BG leads 45-31. Palmateer at the right elbow, looking for some options. 8 on the shot clock. Back out for Corey Thornton. Pump fake, get some room. Up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and BG will come away. Thornton was able to push one back over to Rebecca Reyes, but then she traveled. Reyes was trying to bark out some signals as well as make a pass, and I think she shuffled the foot. And Bob Conway is going to take a timeout. 4:37 to go, fourth quarter. It's BG leading Sydney 44-32. We'll be right back on CDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6. Or 2 slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for 2, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. Delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney is a proud supporter of Basketball Rivalry Week on WCDO. Susie and the staff cheer on the Sydney Boys and Girls Warrior basketball teams this weekend and wish them great success. Be sure to stop by Susie's for a homemade breakfast or lunch, as well as a mouth-watering selection of sweet treats. And for all your catering needs, make it Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, always supporting Sydney Warrior Athletics.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Sydney is immediately fouled out of the timeout here, folks, and Taylor Barnes will go to the line, and her first shot is up and in. Literally, see, Sydney passed in the ball. Barnes got fouled and goes to the second shot here. So she goes 1 for 2 as she misses that one. And her score is 44-33 with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. BG Girls leading Sydney here on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe, also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And the left side here for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge to the right side. Now for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer into the paint, up off the glass, no good. And she is fouled with 4 minutes to go. And so that will be the third team foul here on Sydney. That's two on BG if you're keeping track at home of the foul situation. With 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and now Sydney wants to take a timeout. And Brad Aldrich will talk things over. Again, our score, 44-33. BG on top of Sydney. We'll take a 30-second break on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway, Sydney with the ball. And here are the Lady Warriors setting up the offense. They trail 44-33 with 3:45 to go. And now a steal. It's ripped out of McDonald's hands here by Abby Selfridge. And Selfridge will walk it up the floor here. BG has lots of time to burn off the clock as they again lead 44-33. Reyes with a game-high 14 will pass one over to Selfridge. As again, the Bobcats just cruising through the options here on this man-to-man defense. They find Palmateer. Gets down low, up off the glass. No. Palmateer was looking for a foul. Won't get it from the Zebra crew. Back the other way for Sydney. Here's Taylor Barnes. Stops off the glass. Pops. No good. Rebound here for Selfridge. Selfridge trying to keep the ball away from the two defenders. Lost it out of bounds, and it goes back to Sydney, and the BG fans are livid. Boy, it looked like maybe Selfridge was fouled there as she was stuck between the double team, but she lost it. Zebra crew says it goes right back to Sydney. So 3 minutes to go here, folks. Fourth quarter. It is Sydney trailing 44-33 on the road against BG. Here's Crom down low into the paint. Kicks one out for Taylor Barnes right side as Sydney goes right to left. Here's McDonald. Tries to feed one for Tegan Howard. Picks it up and now back for Crom. Crom with the ball. Gets into the paint. Again, back to the basket. Trying to go all the way down in. Lost it. And BG again, another interception and a steal. With 2:40 to go, but Selfridge falling down on the floor will have a jump ball. Who's it going to go to? Right back to Sydney. Selfridge just lost her footing, fell to the floor, and tried to cover it up. She did, got the jump ball, but it will go back to Sydney. So the Warriors, with a couple of steals, a couple of jump balls, they've had a chance to get back into this game, but they have just not been able to get off some clean shots. So now Kara Lee Pierce has checked back into the game, as well as Mackenzie Gravelin. With 2.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here's McDonald, right side. McDonald holding on to it. Leaving one back out for Taylor Barnes. Little pump fake, goes baseline. Barnes up and under, reverse layup, no good. McDonald a rebound, but again a jump ball. As she got tied up with Molly O'Hara. This one will go back to the Lady Bobcats with 2:20 to go. Corey Thornton's going to check in for Molly O'Hara for BG. Connor Decker comes in for Taylor Barnes for Sydney. 44-33 is still our score. Seems like we've been stuck on it for a while. The Lady Bobcats, though, just again chewing up some clock here as they have a nice, comfortable lead at home. This is a big game between two teams who are fighting for positioning in the top four of the league. Here is Selfridge, straightaway three. Nobody was on her. A decent shot, but it won't go. Rebound for Sydney. Ahead for McDonald. Right side up off the glass. She's fouled, but can't get it to go with exactly 2 minutes to go. And Jenna McDonald will go back to the line. She's got 11 points here for Sydney. So 44-33, still our score. And Jenna McDonald will go to the line to shoot two. Here's the team foul situation, if you're keeping track at home. Three against BG, two against Sydney. The magic number is five to be able to shoot. Bob Conway now getting a quick word in with the officials. And he's going to substitute Molly O'Hara back into the contest here. with 2 minutes left. So here is Jenna McDonald ready to shoot two. First one coming here for the senior for Sydney. No good. Hit the back rim, couldn't get it to go. That has kind of summed up the afternoon here for Sydney. They've had some chances down low, and sometimes it's just not going to go for you, and tonight is one of those nights. Second shot for McDonald, no good, out of bounds, and goes back to BG. Not drawing the rim on that one. McDonald will settle back into the defense here with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-33. And here is Palmateer to the left side. Palmateer now for Rebecca Reyes on the right side. Back here for Abby Selfridge. Again, BG going left to right with a minute 45 to go, fourth quarter. Canestra with the ball, finding Selfridge. Selfridge stops, pulls up, jumper off the glass, no good. Palmateer tracks down a rebound. Palmateer now with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. As BG is content to work the ball around here, and now they'll take a timeout with head coach Bob Conway. Again, 44-33, still our score. BG on top of Sydney. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from RC Sales and Service proudly support local sports on WCDO. Good luck to area basketball teams, including the BG Girls JV team and Marissa Cuzzo. RC Sales and Service is on Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Along with Expert Auto Repair, they're the number one choice for 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Only the very best equipment, and Ralph is Wreckmaster certified. So if you're in a ditch, hit a deer, in an auto accident, or broken down on the side of the road, request the friendliest and most reliable towing service around. RC Sales and Service, Route 7 in Sydney toward Unadilla. Call 563-9299. 563-9299.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in this fourth quarter. 44-33 the score. BG on top here of Sydney. And here is Abby Selfridge. Selfridge up off the glass, and he's fouled. And she's fouled, I should say. Too many boys and girls games this week, as we were here just last night when the Sydney boys came in here and defeated BG. And it looks like the Lady Bobcats might return the favor here tonight. So 1:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. Selfridge, first foul shot is up and good. Selfridge now with 12. And so, folks, they're handing out some posters here in the crowd with the number 400 on them. They're going all throughout the crowd. We'll explain that in just a moment. Second shot for Selfridge is off the mark and no good. Jolene Crom tracks down the rebound here for Sydney. Down the floor to the left side. Here is Jenna McDonald to the left low block, finding Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin back up top here for Crom as Sydney trails 45-33, and now a steal from Rebecca Reyes. She dives on the floor trying to keep it in bounds but couldn't, and the ball goes back to Sydney. The reason for the 400 posters as if BG can hold on with 1 minute left, this will be 400 wins for head coach Bob Conway here at Bainbridge-Guilford. 400 wins as head coach at Bainbridge-Guilford, and he's nearing 500 for his career. Very impressive. Connor Decker for three for Sydney. That is no good. A rebound, though, by Jenna McDonald. McDonald into the paint, up off the glass. Got it. Jenna McDonald now with 13 for Sydney. 45-35 the score. Back the other way here for Palmateer, waving off some traffic here as BG is just looking to chew up some clock. Rebecca Reyes with 30 seconds left. This is going to be a huge win. It's going to continue to be a log jam in the MAC top four, as now we'll have a foul on Jenna McDonald. And this will be the fourth team foul here on Sydney. So BG not shooting yet. But they have a 10-point lead with 25 seconds left, and the 400 posters are up all throughout the student section. Many other fans holding them up here for BG. This will be Bob Conway's 400th win as head coach of Bainbridge-Guilford. He'll be nearing 500. I believe he could get it next week for his full coaching career. Here is Reyes with 10 seconds left. It's 45-35. And here is Selfridge to the right side, up off the glass, no good. Molly O'Hara rips down a rebound, tied up with Mackenzie Gravel, and a jump ball will give it back to Sydney. But folks, it is just a matter of 2 seconds, and BG is going to come away with a huge 45-35 win. Sydney will get it in one more time, but that's going to do it. A huge win for the Lady Bobcats. 400 wins as head coach of BG for Bob Conway. Everybody here in the stands holding it up, a sign of 400 in respect for Bob Conway. He has the most wins as a coach in Chenango County history. He'll be nearing 500 for his full coaching career next week, but this is 400 here tonight at BG, and this is a huge win for his Lady Bobcats team, currently sitting in fourth place in the standings. This could certainly move them up, and depending on how the Delhi and Green girls game goes on Tuesday, we'll have to see who's going to host and who's going to be on the road for the girls in the MAC semifinals just a week away. Our final score, BG 45 and Sydney 35 in girls MAC action. Post-game show and awards coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge, cheers on the BG boys and girls basketball teams this weekend in their rivalry games against Sydney, and they invite fans to enjoy a hearty meal before the games. You can create your own burger from the popular burger menu, enjoy daily and blue plate specials, and Bob's homemade soups and chili are served all year long. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge, a proud sponsor of this weekend's BG and Sydney basketball games on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Our final score here tonight, live from Bainbridge-Guilford, 45-35. The Lady Bobcats defeating the Sydney Lady Warriors here tonight again, 45-35. Welcome into our post-game show here on CDO, and they just had a nice little ceremony out on the floor for BG head coach Bob Conway. Again, his 400th win here as the head coach for Bainbridge-Guilford. He's very close. I believe he could get next week his 500th career win. Of course, he had a very good string of years up at Mount Upton Central School and took a team, I believe, with six or seven players back in the late 80s all the way to the Class D Final Four. And so he's been at this for a long, long time. So he's got those wins as well. Kind of add those up with the wins here at BG, and he's very close to 500. I know he came into this year with 485 for his career total, which was the most all-time in Chenango County. So that's kind of learned about all those stats last year when he got inducted into the Section 4 Hall of Fame. And just what a great coaching career, one of the best in the area. Nobody does it better, I think. Bob Conway, congratulations to him. 400 wins here at the helm in BG. You think about that. You think about, you probably get 20 games a year. Okay, you get 20 games a year, and you got to be pretty good. You got to win 15 or 16 a year for a long, long time to get to 400. So absolutely incredible. Congratulations again to head coach Bob Conway. Let's go through our scoring summary. First four, Sydney. They're led by 13 points from Jenna McDonald, 7 from Jolene Crom, 6 from Carolee Pierce, 4 from Taylor Barnes, 3 from Kaylin Gravel, 1 from Ari Bernard, 1 from Tegan Howard here tonight for Sydney. On the other side for BG, 14 points from Rebecca Reyes. She got 12 right in the first quarter when she hit 4 three-pointers, 11 apiece from Megan Palmateer, and Palmateer with 11, Selfridge with 12, and Corey Thornton with 8. So you still win here tonight, even though Jillian Canestra doesn't score, Molly O'Hara doesn't score. Some of those players are normally, right on the score sheet, but only four players score here tonight. That's all they needed for BG to pick up a 45-35 win. Let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Rebecca Reyes with 14 points. I think she is a logical choice for this one. Really, I thought, was the difference in the first quarter, because BG got ahead. Sydney started to come right back. And Reyes with a couple more of those daggers from downtown. It was a big difference. Reyes with 14 is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight here for BG. Our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. Boy, folks, this is a really tough call here tonight for our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. There's a couple of different players you could give it to. I got to give it to Abby Selfridge. I know that over the course of the year, Selfridge, Palmateer, they're getting a lot of awards, but Selfridge, I tell you, folks, she is on the floor diving for loose balls every single chance she gets. She's all over the hardwood. She deserves this one here tonight. Abby Selfridge gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. And our Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. So let's give that tonight here to Jenna McDonald for Sydney. 13 points here for Jenna McDonald. Thought in the second half, as Sydney started to chip away and get back into the contest, she was key and just always seems to do the little things Jenna McDonald does to help a team get back into a game or, you know, pull away with a lead. And she has been great. She's going to have to be great down in the stretch as well if Sydney wants to continue to do well here in the MAC. So Jenna McDonald, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. So, again, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense goes to Rebecca Reyes. NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense to Abby Selfridge. ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award goes here to Jenna McDonald of Sydney. Again, 400 wins at the helm for BG head coach Bob Conway. Congratulations to him. The MAC top four is just an absolute logjam right now. We really won't know who's going to host a game and what the final seedings are going to be until Tuesday's game when Delhi takes on Green. So that'll be a contest there. You'll want to find out the score there. Then we'll know who is playing who in the MAC semifinals next Friday. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Again, our final score, BG takes down Sydney in girls action 45-35. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week. Check out WCDOSports.com for our schedule. Have a great night from CDO Sports.